My name is Carter Clip. I am a student at West Campus, Tulsa Community College, and I am here with Giovanna and Christian at Northeast Campus. We're studying English as a second language. All right, so how old are you guys? Let's start with you.
Oh, 47.
47, okay.
50.
50, okay. And when did you move to America?
Almost 2 years ago.
Okay.
Over 1 year.
Okay. And how long have you been learning English?
Oh, this is my second semester here. And before, I studied when I was a child.
Okay, so you've been studying for a long time.
Yeah,
okay.
But I never practiced English.
Yes.
A long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah, in my case, I studied English here in this city the second semester. Previously, in my country, I studied English, but mainly grammar. Grammar is is more common in Peru, but speaking and listening is not common because it's in Peru nobody speaks English.
Mm-hmm.
So it was hard when I arrived to the United States. It's so difficult to listen and try to understand the people when the people speak English.
Yeah, I always hear that English is the hardest, like one of the harder languages.
Yeah, because so it's different, the accent. The accent is very different, depends on the song. No?
Yeah, and there's a lot of words that, like, you know, like you have comb and then tomb, and they're like pronounced way differently.
Okay.
Okay. So where exactly are you guys from?
I'm from Brazil.
Brazil? What city?
Vila Velha,
Espírito
Santo
Northeast. Well, I live in Lima, Peru. Lima is the capital of Peru, in the center of the country.
And what did you guys do, any sports whenever you guys were younger, or maybe now?
Oh, a little bit swim.
Okay.
Yes.
Just a little bit in ballet, but ballet is not sports.
In my case, I practice soccer, soccer mainly, and volleyball before. 30 years ago, I practiced taekwondo.
Okay. Why did you guys move here?
Why?
Yeah.
Oh, because my husband worked here.
I decided to immigrate because it's, the current situation in my country is worse. So when I finally my war in Goodyear tires in Peru, I decided to immigrate because it's, in this country there are a lot of opportunity for me and my children. Yes, this is the main reason.
Okay, so you said you moved here with your husband.
Yeah.
Was there anyone else? Do you guys have kids or anything?
Oh, yeah, I have three kids.
Okay, three kids.
17, 13, and 10.
Yeah. 17, you said?
17.
Okay, I'm also 17.
Yeah,
17. Is he still in high school?
Yes, she studied in high school, the senior.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Where'd she go?
Oh, I think ORU.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any?
Yes, I have two children. Braulio is 17 years old, and Luana is 14 years old. Both study in Union High School, in Union School.
Okay, Union.
Yeah.
So, what did you expect from America before you came? Did you have any expectations or anything like that?
Let me see. I went before I moved here. I came here four times, just to visit. But when I moved, I received more than I expected because we moved to Oklahoma, and I think the people here are friendly, and from the other states, it's different.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, and I really like it here. And I think it is, I don't have much expectation from here. Yeah, just my work husband is doing well. But yeah, that's it.
My expectation is later some years, found my own business.
Okay.
My own business. What if first is necessary for me is improve the language.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. After in this moment get a good job. And finally, my first expectative is found my own business. And at the same time is my kids study in the universities. No?
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that you wanted your kids to be here for opportunity.
Yes.
So America is often referred to as the land of opportunity.
Yes.
So do you see that as true or?
Yes. No, it's, in my case, I compare United States with Peru. Yes, America has a lot of opportunities. For example, the university is, I consider to the best universities is not only study, is more complete.
Mm.
Okay, or I don't remember what is that word, but it's more complete in the experience for the professional is more holistic.
Mm.
Yes,
right.
More holistic. You have the opportunity with share with all, because in America you share with all nations,
mm-hmm.
all citizens of all other countries. This is very important for develop a good professional. This is in case of my kids, because they need to study in a university for them. In my case, I consider too that in this country, when you create a own business, the rule is clear, is simple. I consider, for example, in Tulsa, Oklahoma, I consider that Tulsa propose or give the own business a lot of opportunities, finances, opportunities and information is clear. The rules is clear for me. It's so easy compared to Peru.
Mm-hmm.
In Peru, I'm working with your ties, but at the same time, I have other own business. But it's so difficult implementing a business in my country. If you compare, yes, this United States, they have a lot of opportunities.
Okay, thank you. I love that answer. Okay. What are your plans after you finish?
My speak English,
mm-hmm.
like,
yeah.
But I would like to do some course about counseling,
mm-hmm.
and maybe in Wesleyan University. Yes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I love my head. Okay. So, are you the first people in your family to come to America, or do you guys have parents, grandparents?
For living.
Yeah, to just move here. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, you were the first.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, in my case is my family live here for 20 years.
Oh, okay.
My cousin, my aunts. So I have a family here. When I decided to live in the United States, I considered to my family live in the United States for 20 years. They, in this moment, they are good, they are good professional, they are good employment. So it's, for me, it was key for the decision.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I guess you moved here because your husband, you came to Tulsa because your husband had a job.
Yeah, in Bartlesville.
Okay, in Bartlesville.
Yeah.
So why did you move to specifically Tulsa, Oklahoma?
Because my family live here.
Okay.
But not all the family, but the most important.
Okay. And do you plan to stay in Tulsa? Or as, I guess as long as your husband is working?
Wow, I don't know. I think the next 5 years. Yes,
okay.
But after that, I don't.
You're not sure.
Yeah,
I'm
not sure.
Yeah. I like Tulsa. Tulsa is the people are very friendly. It's so different in other cities. For example, I stay in Chicago for 1 month. Chicago is good, friendly too, but New York is different. Something like that. The other state, the people is a little different. But in Tulsa, the people are friendly. the opportunity for develop is amazing. Mm-hmm. I consider it for the next from three to five years, I consider to stay here in Tulsa. Okay, you know, I mentioned before, if the possibility of create or own my own business is important, if my first option is Tulsa.
And is English the first language you guys have learned, other than your original language, or have you guys been to other countries or anything like that?
I think the first language I learned, but I understand a little bit Spanish and Italian, because my parents, my family's father is
Very famous in the border, the Peru and Brazil, Portuñol.
Yes.
It's a mix of Portuguese and Spanish. In the border of the jungle, mm-hmm. Peru and Brazil is very popular in Portugal.
Yeah.
Okay, my first language is English, always for learn. And another, this is Portuguese. I like it Portuguese because I understand a little bit when my previous job, I travel a lot in the jungle. In the jungle, I listen it a lot as Portuguese, that means Portuguese and Spanish. So.
What was the immigration process like getting into America? Was it difficult? Was it easy?
Well, it's the middle.
Okay, yeah.
We wait for a visa because our visa is religion visa.
Okay.
I think 8 months.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You just had to wait, pretty much. Was the big problem? You just had to wait. It wasn't really.
No.
Oh.
If we have problem to wait. No, I didn't understand your question.
You just had to wait for the visa. Was the big problem? You said you had to wait 8 months.
8 months. Yeah. Yes, but we knew about this time. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because my husband started working in Brazil. For this company, for this, yeah. And we need about the time, and yeah.
What company did they work for?
Oh, VOM. It's not a company, but it's, I don't know, how can I say that?
Okay, what do they do?
They work with the persecution person. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. In that case, if you read the law, it's clear. The process is clear,
mm-hmm.
but the issue is the time, is it long, no? But it's clear if you follow the law, it's okay. But the unique issue is long time you need to wait for the answers. But it's necessary, it's part of the process, no? And at the same time, in the positive side, in this time, for example, you can study, you can learn more English, you can learn for the costume, to the culture, United States culture, mm-hmm. is so different for that, for example, Latin American culture, you know?
Yeah.
In the mindset is for your mindset is different, the spirit, the culture. In this time, in my case, for example, I try to adapt to my experience in this culture. It's so good. It's clear, but I commend you before, it's clear, but the issue is the time. It's a long time.
Okay, and so what was growing up like in your home country? And whenever you were growing up, how is it different than how kids may grow up in America?
Education. Yes, education is different. And I grew up in a small city. And I think the time is very different, but I think now is more different. This time is more, we have more difference, because now Brazil is very dangerous, you know, and when I was child, it's not dangerous. And now when the city where I grew up is not dangerous. And I can play in the streets, that's, I went to school, in a good school one. And here my kids can bring play at streets where I live now, you know, it's, I think it's, it was my childhood, it was good, it's very good. And when I was 16, I moved to capital to study the high school. And after I went to college, that's...
You went to college in Brazil?
Yes.
Did you go to college in Brazil?
I studied business administration, and I studied MBA after.
What did you study?
Law school.
Law?
Law school.
What is the question? Can you repeat the story?
What was like growing up like compared to America, like education?
Education.
Oh, sorry.
About compared to education. Yeah. It's different. So education in my country, for example, in high school, it was good. By university, I studied 20 years ago in the university. Yes, in the university, I considered that the university has a lot of opportunities, and because the teacher is more books, no? When I study here, for example, the spelling is so important. Yeah, for example, the diversity is so important in the United States. No, in my country, it's all the same, all is the book. This is the opportunity for, this is the difference. But when I study MBA, master, it was different because I had the opportunity in my country to study with different studies of the other countries, other companies, industries. So when you in the class is more interesting, I consider I learn more other countries, other industries, other companies, other professions. When you mix in the class, is more important because the brain is open a new ideas. Mm-hmm. You grow with a professional. This is the main reason for translate my family here, because what is the best when I considered in the University of the United States. The people is all around the world, no? Mm-hmm. Is so important for the study. It's okay?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
In Brazil, the education is very different from here, because in Brazil, the education is more subjective. How can I say that? But you need thinking more. Here is more objective.
Yes.
Objective and subjective.
Yes, subjective and
objective. Objective. Yes, it's very different. And my daughter said, "Mom, here is completely different for me, because here the teacher always encouraged me here, and in Brazil, no.
Mm-hmm.
In Brazil, yes. The teacher never encouraged me, you know." And they said, "If you don't study, your grade is down, right?" But here, if you don't study enough to the test, you can do another test, and your teacher, you know, in Brazil, it does not exist. And
yeah, for example, Peru the same.
Yeah,
it doesn't exist.
When we arrived here, my daughter was in first years in high school, and she pulled another for another year because the school where she went to Brazil, she was in first, but here she get the second, like something like that. And she did the all year, the first year from college, she did some subjects, a lot of subjects.
Topics?
Topics, I don't know. I forgot.
For example, in TCC, it's interesting, for example, Katie Toys, for example, teachers, they are very holistic, they are very commitment with teach. This is, I feel that the big difference is the teacher commitment with the studies is I consider this is so important. It's important. The education is important for the, in general, for the people. Is in my country, for example, no, the education has the less presupuesto, the less money for the government. The less money for education. No, it's not good. For example, the teacher is not good pay, is no pay, no good payment. The universities, the public universities is, and the school, the public school, the public university is so bad. In my case, I study in private. My kids with a where study in private is expensive. It's very expensive. Yeah. It's private in Peru, but what is our unique option? Because the public is so bad.
Yeah.
It's like dangerous because it exists. Exists the bad companies, bad placement. Is pandillas. So it's better if you in my country pay for private school, private university, but it's so expensive. It's okay. I consider if I pay in Peru, I prefer to pay in the United States. Okay.
Yeah, and even with the money thing, I know in schools you can get like free lunches too if you don't make a certain amount of money. Then you can even get lunches for free at public school.
Yeah,
public school. The public school. Yes, just in public school.
Yes, it's yes.
It's very good.
Budget. The budget for education is nothing in our country. You know?
How about the weather? How's it different in your guys?
Oh my goodness. In Brazil, it's tropical. It's a tropical country. I love my weather. Where I lived, it's always, not always, but almost always hot. And we don't have winter in the part of where I live. But in South Brazil, it's very cold. It's cold. But, I love it. Is that tropical? Is like I don't know, Miami, Orlando, more hot than cold.
Have you been to Florida?
Yes.
Okay, nice. Yes. I go to Florida sometimes. So you go there for family vacation. Yeah. Or Destin. Have you been to Destin?
To Destin.
Yeah. Just a city in Florida.
No, I don't know.
It's nice. It's cool.
Yeah. What city?
It's Destin.
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 Is in the west or the east?
I think it's in the west. I think so.
The west.
I don't know. I can check later.
Okay.
Let you know.
The weather in Peru in Celsius. In Celsius is from Lima is the less 16, the higher is 30. Celsius is good. Mm-hmm. But when I live in Lima, I say, no, it's not good. The weather is good. But the issue is the air. The air is the pollution. Mm-hmm. It's too much pollution in Lima, contaminated. This is the opportunity for Lima, no? Mm-hmm. That is all. It's okay. In Tulsa, okay, the air is pure. You see the sky. No, it's beautiful. The weather is okay. Today is sunny. 4 hours later. Oh no, it's windy. No, it's closed. I don't know why. What clothes you use today? I don't know. You put all in the car.
The wind recently.
It's in the same day. It's sunny. It's windy. It's rainy. Sometimes. You say snowing, ice, I don't know.
This season in my country is not defined.
Yes, defined.
Mm-hmm. It's
a little
mixed.
Right, yeah.
Yes, but we have a season, rain seasons and dry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, it's very defined. So it's,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. What about holidays? Are there any holidays you used to celebrate that you don't anymore? Or maybe just America doesn't celebrate them, but you do?
Well, Thanksgiving, we don't have this holiday. Oh, it's so beautiful, this holiday.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I like this Thanksgiving too.
I think Patrick.
St. Patrick,
we don't have. Yeah.
Yes. In America, celebrate St. Patrick. St. Patrick's. You say it's
July
4th. July 4th.
But
in my country, it's. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. But Christmas is the same, Easter is the same, Father's Day, Mother's Day is the same, but it's the different.
Okay, different day.
Different
days. And Valentine's different because it's a romantic. Think romantic.
Yeah, romantic.
Mm-hmm. Romantic day in Brazil. Here it's for everybody, right?
Yeah. It's like both, yeah.
Yeah. It's the same, but really the same. Yeah. Celebrate Easter, celebrate Christmas, Father's Day, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is romantic in our countries, no. He is more win other people, no, it's different. But I feel here in Tulsa that people celebrate good. I love it with the decorate the houses, the street, the parties. Wow, the people celebrate, no? Yeah. Yes, it's different, no? Mm-hmm. For example. Because we celebrate too, but it's different. For example, Christmas is more family, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. Easter is visit church, English church, no?
Churches.
Visit churches, but it's different. But I like it. Here mm-hmm. is that people celebrate. Enthusiastic, that's the different July 4th, for example. Wow, explode
fireworks.
Yeah. Wow, it's amazing, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, my birthday is in July, so we can set up fireworks during my birthday. And it's fun, so Christmas and Easter are. You know, they're in America and your home country. Are they celebrated the same way? Like, you guys set up Christmas trees in Peru, Brazil? You do? Okay.
Yes.
And you do, like, Easter egg hunts and stuff like that?
Yes. Oh, in Brazil we have a chocolate like eggs, but the eggs chocolate is big.
Mm-hmm.
Here is small.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah,
but it's the same.
It's different because it's, for example, the name is Easter, you know, same week. Is for my country is Christian, mm-hmm. is Catholic. It's same week. Yes.
Same week because it's celebrated.
For example, in a Friday, it's not possible eat meat. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. It's no eat my, don't eat meat. Don't eat meat, okay, you want it? Only fish, okay, only fish. This is, it's a costume to okay, it's part of the costume, no, it's a little different, mm-hmm. okay?
Okay. So that pretty much wraps it up. Is there anything you guys want to talk about that I didn't mention? Anything?
No.
No, nothing?
Nothing.
Okay. So that.